Now in verse 25 we have this: I do not desire you, brothers, to be ignorant of this mystery. The school notice board had a little saying that I said, I must remember that, and when I finish my journey, I didn't even pull over to the side of the road, when I finish my journey, I'll write it down. Ignorance is worse than darkness. Ignorance is worse than darkness. And he says, don't be ignorant, brothers. You've got to learn what God is doing. And you've got to rejoice in the ways and strategies of God. There's a mystery. There's a secret here. I don't want you to be ignorant of it. Yes, that there is a blindness in Israel. But it's only until. It is temporary. It is not total. And now the Apostle Paul gives that great statement: after the fullness of the Gentiles has come in, the nation of Israel will be saved. And hence will be fulfilled the words of verse 12, how much more their fullness, and also at the end of verse 23, will be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again. And that brings us to the remarkable statement in verse 26. Have you ever been driving, particularly out in the country, and you come to a fork in the road and there's no sign and you are lost? My wife is a good scout, good scout as we drive, and she's usually right and I'm usually wrong. And she often says, Jarlett tours are on again. We're trying to find our way. Now we come to a fork in the road in verse 26. We come to a theological fork in the road. Do you know, up until this point, every Roman Catholic scholar, every Protestant scholar agrees with us. There is going to be a future for Israel. But there's a fork in the road. And we've got to decide which way to go now in dealing with these verses. One fork will go down on the left, called amillennialism, or covenant theology, or replacement theology in dealing with verses 26 through to the end. Or the other fork, which will be premillennial and even dispensational premillennialism. Let me give you an example here. Let me give you a quotation. Here are two great authors, and you try and work out who they are, please. This is by Michael Eaton in his book, The Christian, Israel, and the Hope of the World. Israel in Romans 9 through to 11. Israel, though presently in a state of unbelief, has an essential place in God's unfolding redemption plan. Israel, the original people of God, will be grafted in again into the church as a prelude to unprecedented world revival. He's a respected scholar and brother in the Lord. But you see, there is a gathering in, there's even an engrafting, but it's an engrafting in to the church of the Lord Jesus. Finished. That's the end of the story. No coming messianic Davidic kingdom. No restoration of the nation of Israel. No restoration to the land. Just an ingathering into the church, and it will bring a world revival. Now, Michael Eaton in the UK is very popular. Here's another one. This is David Chilton talking about these verses. This is a restoration of the people of Israel, not a restoration of the state of Israel. There is no future Jewish kingdom. Okay? Up until this point, they agree with us. Now there's a fork in the road, the amillennial replacement theology fork, going into the church. Praise God for those who are joining the church. Praise the Lord for that. about a restoration of national ethnic Israel. No, that's the premillennial road, particularly the dispensational road. Now, how do we arrive at this? Reading the same scriptures, and how do we arrive at this? Well, we believe that we must go at these quotations. Remember this morning, these quotations that we have, we must have a look at them in their original context, in a literal, normal, historical, grammatical interpretation. Remember the statement that we had from Dr. Walter Kaiser, that great scholar of God, the three-word statement he gave us? Context is king. Context is king. And he always said, preachers, students of the scriptures, put your finger somewhere on the text so that you don't stray into exegetical fantasies. Now, these are lovely verses here. The deliverer will come out of Zion. He will turn away ungodliness from Jacob. This is my covenant, two quotations, verse 26 and another in 27. I want to take the time for 5 minutes to go back and talk about the context of the deliverer will come out of Zion, because that's going to send us down the premillennial road. Would you like to join me? Come on, let's go. Isaiah chapter 59. Those of you who have the notes, they're in the notes. And we're going to read these verses. And this is why I am a premillennialist. And this is why I believe that there will be not only a spiritual gathering, but there will also be a reinstatement of the nation of Israel in the land of Israel. And the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of David, will inherit the throne of David, just as Gabriel said to Mary when he brought the message of the virgin birth. Your son will be the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. So we can't fiddle with the word forever.
Sometimes the word forever does have an ending.
But we can't fiddle
with the poetic parallel.
And of his kingdom, there will be no end. That clinches the deal.